T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
All right, moving right about now, we got our special Halloween season segment that's continuing. Halloween's tomorrow, you know. We want to hear your most epic ghost stories, but not like scary spirit ghosts, something scarier. Humans ghosting on you, leaving you stranded. Someone that stood you up. Brian confessed last week that he's a recovered ghost.
A reformed.
Reformed ghost.
I've seen the errors of the ghosting ways.
Brought back from the dead.
Literally. I saw it when I walked into a bar and my buddy was dating a girl that I ghosted on and I didn't remember her last name.
Oh, cry. Kill me.
Whoopsies. And you, like, literally look like I saw a ghost when I figured out who it was. For real.
877-971-HITS. Your most epic ghost stories. Hit us up. Christina from Whittier with the Girls All Prettier. Good morning.
Hey, guys.
What's up with all these prettier girls from Whittier getting ghosted?
Oh, my gosh. Brian, my story makes you look like a saint. Let me tell you.
Oh, no.
Lay it on me.
I was 5 months pregnant with my three-year-old. My baby daddy at the time tells me, babe, I'm going to go home. I'm going to grab some things real quick. I love you. I'll be back later. Never saw or heard from him again.
Wait, what? 5 months pregnant. He said, I'm going to go get some stuff from home. Even said, I love you. I'll be right back.
And then bounced.
Never saw him again.
You've got to be kidding me.
Nope. My daughter's going to be 3 in a few days. She doesn't know any different. She has an amazing dad in her life now. But, I told you, Brian, you look like a saint.
Thank you very much, Christina. I'll take it.
Do you know anything about him, like where he is or anything?
You know, I tried to track him down. I hired a private investigator. I found his address, sent him some papers, some ultrasound pictures, and I got a return to sender.
Jeez.
Hate him. What about his family and friends? I'm sure you knew them, right?
He never introduced me.
Whoa!
Oh,
he's got another family somewhere, for sure. Yeah.
This dude definitely had a situation.
That was my thinking, was I was the other girl.
How long are you guys dating before you got pregnant?
Probably 3-4 months. Yeah. I got pregnant, and so we were dating almost a year.
Shoot.
He was living with me. He would go to work in the morning, come home from work, stay the night at my house.
Wow.
Be there for a few weeks, go home, grab some stuff, come back. So, like, when he said, I'm going to grab some stuff, I'll be back, I didn't think anything of it.
It seemed normal. Yeah.
Wow.
That is a trip, Christina. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That is the most epic ghost story we've heard.
It's pretty committed.
All week.
Hi to you guys. Go ahead, Mama. Say hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
And name voice for you.
You're Lily. Say, my name is Lily.
Thanks, Lily.
Ah, we love you, Lily. We want to wish you an early happy birthday. Happy birthday, Lily.
Thank you.
Lily, we have a birthday present for you.
Oh, they have a present for you?
Yay. We got 4 tickets for you guys to go to Six Flags, okay?
Oh, wow.
I think she's happy, although unclear.
She said no way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so awesome. Oh, thank you, guys. Oh, that's going to make her day.
No worries. Well, have fun. Stay on the line. We'll get you all the details for your Six Flags tickets. And congratulations on being such a strong, amazing single mother, man. All single moms are superheroes.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Love you, too. Hang tight.
Got a text with 323. Joe here. So I have mad ghosted an ex-girlfriend of mine. We met in a class, and we were going out for a while in the semester. But once the semester was over, we were over as well, and I stopped texting her and ignored all her texts.
So bad.
A friend once said, why haven't I seen your girlfriend in a while? What's up with that? I was like, semester's over, so we are over too, but it's all good. It's not like I'm going to see her on campus again, so it's all good. Hashtag not proud of it. Joe, I have news for you. You will run into that
100%
person on campus again.
I was going to say that.
It's happened to me. It's happened to me. It's going to happen to you. And you're going to just try to pretend you know her, because it's bad when you don't.
Brian's been through the opposite, right?
Exactly.
Samaria from Whittier with the Girls All Prettier. Good morning.
Good morning.
She laughs because she knows it's true. You're pretty, huh, Samaria?
No comment.
She's a humble pretty. I like that. Samira, tell us your epic ghost story. What happened to you?
So I was kind of dating this guy. We were talking for about a month, and one night he invites me to go to a bar in Long Beach, and I was like, okay, I'll go. So I drove from Whittier all the way to Long Beach. I text him before I get there. I'm like, hey, where are you? And he's like, I'm here. And I'm like, okay. He's like, where are you? And then I text him when I got inside, and I was like, I'm here. And he read the message, and then I was like, where are you? And then he never replied. Oh, he read it. And I was like, what the hell? I'm in the same bar, apparently, and I don't see him. He hasn't texted me back. 15 minutes or so go by, and I'm like, it, I'm leaving. I'm going to go to a different bar. And I did, and I met somebody else, and they asked me on a date, and I went.
Mm. Yes. Hey, nice. I mean, that was a good spin move off of that ghost.
You don't know that dude anything if he just didn't show up.
And you've never heard from him ever again.
I kind of have, but I blocked him. He like messaged me like a stupid kissy face emoji one day, and I was like, what?
The ghost move is like disappear and then like every once in a while just try to dip a toe back in the pool, see what's up.
Yeah, well, it didn't work because I never replied.
Good.
Samira was like, the pool's closed, homie.
Out of season, bitch.
Yeah. Samira, thank you for calling in. Appreciate you listening to us, for real. We love you, girl.
Love you too, bye.
Melissa from North Hollywood, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us your most epic ghost story. Who ghosted on you?
All right, well, it's actually happened twice on my birthday.
What? No way.
Yeah.
Does your birthday fall on Friday the 13th?
No kidding.
No, December 11th. And I've been ghosted on twice for that day because, you know, yay. The first time was probably the most epic. I was dating this guy for a while, and he had a friend that I actually knew because we all went to high school together. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, she's just my best friend. I was like, that's cool. My birthday comes. He's supposed to be my ride to my birthday party. And all of a sudden, like, I can't get an answer from him, like, at all.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, my God, how am I going to get to my birthday party? Like, I need to be drunk for tonight, so I can't drive.
Priorities.
Exactly. And so I found a friend to drive me. 2 weeks later, I found out from another friend that he married that girl because he got her pregnant.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Kill me?
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, so you never heard from him, but you found out through another person that he actually got another girl pregnant around the time of your birthday, and he found out about it and then married her?
Yeah, within, like, 2 weeks.
It sounds like that's going to work out well for them.
Oh, no, they're already divorced.
Jeez, how are you doing now? You think you're going to get ghosted on your birthday coming up?
I think it's much better now.
Good.
The boyfriend I'm with right now is already, like, planning my birthday, and I don't think he's going to ghost me.
Well, we're going to check in with you on December 12th.
Yeah, we are. For sure.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.